don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, Magical Engineer Frank is the bomb. He got some new bumper for me. Thank you, Frank. Play it at the bottom. That'd be great. All right. We got a great show. Yes, empowerment's the name of the game here. So we're going to be talking about, can you die from a broken heart? We're going to answer that question. Also, we're going to talk about blood clots this hour and your immune system. So we've got lots and lots to do. But before we get to all that good stuff, plus our quack report, well, I want to say a big salute and semper fi to, you know, our righteous men and women in uniform. Of course, I'm lifting them up in prayer. I lift this whole nation up in prayer. I ask for God's hand to be on us, you know, because if God's hand is with you, he can broaden your way and keep evil from you so it doesn't grieve you. And as a nation, we need all those stumbling blocks moved out of the way, as many as we can get moved out. So, and the Holy One above can do that. Well, I did bring my devotional today, And see, today is, what is today? Today is the 17th. Goodness. I tell you, time flies. I can't keep up. It's just an amazing thing, isn't it? All right, so we're into the 17th. I got to flip my page here. All right. So the 17th. I just found out today I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I thought we were going to relatives, but now they're all coming to me. time in the fast lane here. All right, so we're going to talk about, let's see, this is from Romans 8, Isaiah 30, John 10, and Psalms 23. To walk along the path of freedom, you must keep your mind firmly fixed on me. Many voices proclaim this is the way that you should go, but only my voice tells you the way you should go, the true way. So if you follow the way of the world with all its glitter and glamour, you will descend deeper and deeper into an abyss. Christian voices also can lead you astray. Do this. Don't do that. Pray this way. Don't pray that way. So if you listen to all those voices, you will become increasingly confused. So be content to be the sheep listening to my voice, your shepherd, following me. I will lead you into restful green pastures and guide you along the path of righteousness. Just make sure you have a possession of faith, not just a proclamation of faith. Okay, so you got to make sure you own that faith and seek Lord's face, mind the time. Rick wrote short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry, Frank. That was my fault. My fault. I had my. I'm here. Can you hear me now, Frank? Can you hear me? Okay, great. I'm sorry. I had my cough button pushed in. My apologies to everybody. All right, so we're going to talk about, first up in a quacker, the CRISPR, the gene editing technology. Chinese scientists become the first to use the gene editing technology. The team from Sichuan University inserted genetically modified cells into a patient with aggressive lung cancer. And their results, their report is in the Journal of Nature. So this CRISPR editing technology allows scientists to edit out small bits of DNA in order to remove what they think are troubling traits, alter the gene to a particular specification, and they think this CRISPR gene editing technology is going to help them also edit immune system T cells, reprogram. You see, this whole thing right here, I mean, it sounds great, right? I mean, you're really impressed. But to me, they are modifying God's copyright, you know? I think they're just overstepping their bounds because God reserved the dominion of man for himself. So when you go messing around with his creation, I think you're stepping on his toes a little bit. So they're reprogramming immune system cells, T cells from blood of the, so they can control lung cancer. And so the first treatment went okay, but, you know, still in the works there. So we'll see what happens. Because, you know, you edit gene X, what happens to gene Y? Yeah, everything's connected. All right. Also, moving along in the quacker, more DNA editing. They're fixing broken genes now. Scientists have discovered a way to edit DNA to fix what they consider broken genes, especially they want to help with brain diseases, incurable diseases, you know, Alzheimer's, autism, that kind of stuff. So the professor at Salk Institute in the United States, they say for the first time they can enter into cells that do not divide, and then they can modify them. So they say that we have the technology that allows us to modify God's DNA. I put the word God there. They're not dividing cells, so they can fix anything that's broken, they say. Researchers use the technique on rats that were born with retinitis pigmentosa. That affects about 4,000 people in the United States. It's a vision loss thing. And now by altering the genes that affected the eyes, they were able to give the rats a degree of vision. Wasn't completely repaired vision, but they got some vision back, they said. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, going to Singapore. Apparently got some women there that have been diagnosed with Zika. And they were pregnant, but they gave birth to normal, healthy babies. And the mothers recovered from the virus, no problem. Singapore Ministry of Health went on to say that no reported cases of Zika-linked microcephaly have been reported in their city or state. That's head defect, brain defect, they say is linked to Zika. So the Ministry of Health is saying that 17 pregnant women in Singapore, all confirmed to have contracted Zika during pregnancy, have zero birth defects on the children born. What's up with that, right? I have my ideas. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about, well, we're going to ask the question, can you die from a broken heart? What do you think, Frank? Think you can die from a broken heart? He said yes. Well, Frank, give you the round of applause, bam, 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 because you are correct. Is it possible to die from a broken heart? Well, this question has been answered by Hollywood in multiple movies. However, is it scientifically possible to die from a broken heart? You know, extreme sadness or loneliness. Well, during the holiday season, loneliness is felt more acutely. You know, if you're alone, you feel it more. Statistics show doctors treat more patients for depression in the fall and winter months that are north of the equator. You know, if you're living north of the equator, yeah. So, however, some of these cases are due to what is called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. And that's when the days grow shorter and there's less sunlight, which affects our mood. So, however, you know, what does medical science have to say about dying from a broken heart? Well, we're going to find out. All right, let's first of all talk about the seasonal depression, because let's take a look at what seasonal depression is all about. Because about 10% of the U.S. population gets this syndrome, the SAD. So when the planet spins into the fall and winter solstices, the daylight exposure is less intense and shorter in duration, and this tends to affect mood. So it seems to affect females more than males, and the effects materialize during the ages of 20 to 30 years of age. However, teenagers can also experience SAD. So statistics show that there are fewer cases of seasonal affective disorder near the equator. So the symptoms of SAD are similar to clinical depression. So here's a little bit of a short list. You tend to have carbohydrate cravings. You want to, you know, eat all those carbs. You increase your appetite is increased, and you can gain weight. Also, excessive sleepiness and feeling lethargic. Anxiety and irritability, socially withdrawn behavior, a decreased libido, and, of course, your mood changes. So let's compare the seasonal affective disorder of SAD, you know, being clinically depressed and, you know, the heart disease. We'll compare all those along with dying from a broken heart. Let's see if there's any correlations here. Well, let's talk about the broken heart, because there's a real clinical name for this. It's called broken heart syndrome. I had no idea when I started researching this. I didn't know that was a real thing, but yes, it is. According to the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, there is a condition that medicine calls broken heart syndrome, and it affects more women than men. So the U.S. Heart Association has recently recognized this syndrome as a legitimate heart problem. According to science, broken heart syndrome develops after experiencing extreme emotional or physical stress. that can severely damage the heart muscle, even if the stress event is short term. So the official diagnosis of broken heart syndrome is called stress-induced cardiomyopathy. Now, the risk of this condition being misdiagnosed is pretty high because there are crossover symptoms similar to heart attack or cardiac arrest. So the difference is the symptoms of broken heart syndrome are not due to blocked heart arteries as seen in heart attacks. Now, the positive side of broken heart syndrome is that patients can make quick recoveries due to most of them are typically relatively healthy. All right, let's look at the symptoms and the cause. Well, according to the American Heart Association, broken heart syndrome is a reaction to a surge of stress, which releases hormones, and an event such as a death in the family or divorce, this can cause the broken heart syndrome. So broken heart syndrome can even occur when the stress is, quote, excitement related, like when someone wins the lottery or is on a roller coaster ride. Okay. So what are the physical signs of broken heart syndrome if there is really no history of heart disease? Well, we're going to take a look, compare that to your seasonal affective disorder and depression. First off, you're going to have, if you have the broken heart syndrome, your heart temporarily enlarges. Also, your heart does not pump blood as well. So there's this heart weakness called cardiac shock or cardiogenic shock, and it can be fatal, but it's rare. Also, they say the heart may encounter more forceful contractions or irregular beats like arrhythmia, and the heart or chest pain area like angina, you can get those symptoms. Of course, shortness of breath. The heart muscle becomes damaged, but this is short term because the heart can repair itself. Also, there's shorter recovery time with broken heart syndrome as compared to a heart attack, just a few weeks or days. And there's low repeat occurrence of this happening. And rare instances of death can occur in, broken heart syndrome. All right, here's a quote from the American Heart Association. They say, there are established ties between depression, mental health, and heart disease. Well, let's look at the coronary heart disease, especially for women. Women are fast catching up to the men in this area of heart disease. In the United States, 1 in 4 women develop heart disease. And medicine has published many research papers on the causes of heart disease, and most of it stems from a buildup of plaque in the inner walls of the coronary arteries, which, you know, deliver the oxygen-rich blood to your heart. So the plaque is basically a byproduct of lifestyle and consists of fat, cholesterol, calcium, and additional substances which, you know, circulate in the blood. Now, if the plaque hardens, it can cause heart pain called angina. Blood clots are also a risk if the plaque ruptures, causing a heart attack. And women typically develop coronary heart disease like this on an average of about 10 years later than men do, but it is still the number one killer of women. So in November of this year, 2016, in the issue of Science Daily, the American Heart Association reported that women over the age of 50 who ate high-protein diets from meat were at a higher risk of heart disease and heart failure. So according to the study, there seems to be more protection when your diet is rich in vegetable protein compared to the animal protein. All right, so you know what? We're in more control than we think. We can sometimes, you know, forget that we have more power and control over our health than we think we do. So if we make conscious decisions to consume foods and beverages that put us at a greater risk of heart failure, then we're going to reap what we sow. So a little indulgence too often can cause us to have a weakness in an area we would not expect. So we need to, if you got a weak area and you apply a little pressure to this area, as in the heart area, for instance, then we can, you know, be in distress and we can rack up some serious medical bills. So I personally don't advocate using medications to mask symptoms or emotions, but prefer to deal with the cause and without incurring further risk. That's, you know, I want to strengthen the system, not weaken it. So if you're interested in learning how to do that, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can help strengthen the heart and cardiovascular system, and they use nutrient-rich herbs. They also have herbs to take tension and stress off the nervous system and muscular system. You'll be amazed what you could do with the little organic whole food herb formulas that they have. So Apothecary Herbs, for the heart, look for their heart formulas. They have the organic sun-dried salt that does not create hypertension, but will strengthen artery and vein walls. Okay, very important. Calcium formula is there. They have the motherwort for that steady heartbeat, get rid of the angina. Also, they have valerian root, an emotional stress formula, kind of, you know, take tension out of the system. And, of course, the body food mix with a lot more powerful nutrition you may be missing. So you can, it helps you cope with stress. So give them a call. To order, the number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. The new product catalog will be here probably after Thanksgiving. The printer is going to hopefully, fingers crossed. They're mailing it out Monday or Tuesday the 22nd, they said, by the latest. So we have to wait until after Turkey Day to mail those out to you. So if you want your copy, do give us a call after the Thanksgiving holiday and we'll get one to you. Also, starting tomorrow is the Black Friday special. It's going to run a whole week this year. So if you're looking to stock up on your herbs and your cold and flu stuff, this is a great time. You'll save 20% store-wide on orders of $45 or more. And you don't need a coupon. That's the best part. You just shop, and it'll automatically be deducted for you. So check that out. That starts tomorrow and runs through the 26th. So it's about a week-long Black Friday thing. And be amazed at what you can do with just a few whole food organic herbal formulas. It'll just blow your mind. And of course, if you go to our website, you'll actually see a lot of customer endorsements there that have, they've allowed us to put those up there so that, you know, you can be empowered and, you know, be amazed at what you can do. One of them, I would direct you to the one by Dr. Michael Munhill, medical doctor in Blytheville, Arkansas. He says, I'm an alternative physician. I have access to and constantly compare herbal tinctures from all over the world. Your products are high quality, and please do never change. Don't ever change the quality. I choose Apothecary Herbs for the quality and uniqueness of their formulations. So there you go, from a doctor who actually uses herbs, right? A medical doctor. That's cool. I love it when they have the open mind and they're proactive there and they encourage people. That's a good thing. All right. We're going to shift gears. I know we're going to be taking a break here in a few minutes, but, and Frank's going to roll some new bumper. Yay. Always good to have some new tunes. So we're going to talk about blood clots until the time arrives. And blood clots, we've talked about before. A lot of people suffer from them. A lot of people have a condition called thrombosis. A lot of people are wearing those compressed stockings, too, because their veins aren't working properly. The valves in their veins, they got vein walls that are so weak, they're collapsing. And they wear the hose because they have all this edema and fluid, and it's a mess. It's just a mess. So you don't want to let conditions like that go. You know, if you've got a problem, get to it as soon as you can. And, you know, stop doing what you were doing that promoted it. You know, you can't keep, you know, popping all the pills and keep doing what you were doing that created this situation to begin with. That's just not going to work, not for long. Now, the National Center for Health Statistics shows us that thrombosis is severe enough to rank it third behind cancer. Other statistics say thrombosis is the fifth leading cause of death just behind respiratory disease. And of course, that would include your pneumonia and flu bugs. So blood clots can sometimes be good, and sometimes they're not so good. You know, if you're bleeding, hemorrhaging, you need the blood to clot. But you definitely want blood to clot as a life-saving reaction. So if you're injured, if you're hemorrhaging, but you don't want your blood to clot to obstruct vessels from delivering your oxygen-rich blood supply through the body. So 2 million Americans are unfortunately diagnosed with what is called deep vein thrombosis every year. And what is thrombosis? Well, it's the forming of a clot, a blood clot, in the deep veins, which return to the heart and are usually in your leg. So the bigger the clot, the more dangerous it is. And part of the clot can break off and follow the bloodstream to another location, like the lung, and then you have a pulmonary edema. So sometimes deep vein thrombosis is incorrectly called phlebitis. That's not the same thing. Phlebitis refers to inflammation of a vein with no clotting. It's just inflammation. So varicose veins, well, they can transform into phlebitis, a lot of inflammation. And varicose veins is weak walls of the vein, and they bleed, and that's where they get that, you know, color change and a disformed figure of the vein, kind of bulge and stuff like that. So you definitely want to make sure your veins are strong, the walls of the veins are strong. And one of the things I learned in the last, 30 years, something really simple and basic helps keep your vein walls strong, not only your veins and arteries, but every cell membrane really strong and resistant to being penetrated by infectious diseases. And that would be, are you ready? It's really basic. It's simple, inexpensive, and maybe costs you less than $20 a year. It's called Celtic sea salt. And mind you, it's not white salt. White salt, if you see it in the stores, if it says sea salt on it and it's white, it's been processed and there's no nutrition in it. It's the nutrition that saves you. So 84 micromineral elements are in a sun-dried, unprocessed salt, and that's cardiovascular friendly. It doesn't promote hypertension. And, you know, water and salt are counter-regulatory in the system, so you won't have dehydration and edema if you have your electrolytes. Now, if you're using a processed salt, you're not getting the electrolytes you need. And this is why people are having all these problems, all these central nervous system problems, all these cardio problems, all of these internal medicine problems is because, you know, Gatorade's not going to cut it. Neither is the saline drip of the hospital. Not really. So check out Celtic sea salt. It's got to be sun-dried. If you're looking for it, check out thepowerherbs.com. They have it by the pound. They have it in salt grinders. It's really cool. Real salt is off-white. I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a break. I'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live, green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about blood clots, how to not to have them. So what causes blood clots? Well, usually it's lifestyle. A lot of times it is. If you have an occupation that involves constrained seating, this will promote phlebitis. So inactivity will increase your chances of getting thrombosis. And also any sedentary job, long distance travel, especially if you're on an airplane, all kind of cramped in one space, it can put you at a greater risk of developing thrombosis. So if you travel frequently, it's real important to get up, move around every hour, especially if you're on a long continental plane trip.
But really, poor diet is really the contributing factor to a lot of blood clots, and we're going to get into that in a minute. So let's look at the high-risk type of blood clots. The ones that are high-risk, you know, if you suffer from trauma or surgery or heart attack, vascular disorders, cancer, obesity, heredity problems that promote the disorder, sepsis infections, birth control drugs, and even substance abuse can put you at a higher risk of having blood clots in the deadly kind. So for some reason, those that are undergoing surgery, let's say for knee or hip replacement, they seem to be at a higher risk category for developing pulmonary embolisms, blood clots of the leg, and traveling to the lung. So people at high risk are, you know, patients with various types of chronic diseases, and even pregnant women, okay? So if you've been diagnosed with thrombosis, the National Cancer Institute lists deep vein thrombosis as a risk factor when you're taking a drug, tamoxifen, for hormone replacement therapies. All right, and then the surgery risk, you know, just how much of a risk is it when you develop clots from when you undergo surgery? Well, the Surgeon General's has a call to action report that's published yearly. So you can check that, because in there they'll have a range of incidences on blood clots due to surgery. For instance, in 2010, it was 350,000 to 600,000 times a year, and 100,000 deaths a year due to blood clots because of surgery. Well, and, you know, do men or women typically have more clots? Well, men, women, who's at risk more developing clots? Well, there is some statistical evidence that more women are at a higher risk due to things like pregnancy and using birth control medicines. Young women in their 20s and 30s have ended up in the morgue after being on birth control pills. So the medical science is reporting that the benefits are outweighing the slight danger. Well, tell that to the ladies who died. But evidence also shows that there were fewer blood clots in women who took the second generation of birth control pills. There was only 15 clots for every 100,000 ladies, compared to the third generation pills, where you get 25 clots per 100,000 ladies. So women who, you know, smoke, a little overweight, maybe diabetic, have a family history of clots, going to be in the high-risk category, especially if you're on birth control. Well, what about surface clots? Well, typically surface clots are not thrombosis or deep vein thrombosis. They can be, you know, a little uncomfortable and even painful, but they're not considered life-threatening. So for this reason, don't dismiss the condition, because it could be a precursor to developing a deep vein thrombosis issue. And it also means if you're getting some clots and in the veins, even on the surface, you need to check your fibrinogen protein in your blood, and we'll get to that in a minute. Okay, so in recent years, medical science has actually readjusted its thinking into what are the triggers for things like stroke and heart attack. They think that it was cholesterol and plaque that disrupted heart rhythms, but according to Harvard cardiologist Victor Gerwich, these factors really don't necessarily put you at risk of blood clots. He says blood clots are influenced by the fibrinogen level in your blood. So fibrinogen is a protein which dissolves unwanted blood clots. So if your blood platelets like to clump together, stick together, which is going to be directly influenced by diet, you'd better have some fibrinogen protein to help dissolve them. And many health experts agree that diet is the most significant influence regarding blood clot issues. And as more research is being conducted on what makes blood clot stick together, clump together, the evidence is pointing to foods that are processed, and the liver has to process a lot of cholesterol. So if you get a lot of foods that push up your cholesterol, that could be the reason. So dietary changes actually start to work immediately. You don't have to wait for that to happen. So you'll see that work right away when you adjust the diet. So deep vein thrombosis can also be a silent disease, won't give you any symptoms at all. You can later get pain and swelling of your legs, your ankle area. Those are the most common symptoms. Physicians will usually prescribe blood-thinning drugs, anticoagulants, as the first treatment, and then compression stockings, and then surgery may be after that. And my personal preference is not to rely on blood thinners, but too many people decide that that's what they're going to do. They're going to take the anticoagulant drugs, or they're going to take aspirin therapy to thin the blood to reduce the risk of clots, but it's not taking the care of the cause of the clotting. So this strategy can put you in a precarious position of bleeding too profusely if you're injured or you need to have surgery. So doctors will advise their patients to avoid certain foods that have natural blood thinner action in them, especially garlic or ginger or black mushrooms and fish with a lot of omega-3 fatty acids like salmon and sardines, because they naturally thin your blood. So these foods actually work kind of similar to aspirin, but more efficiently and without risk. So the Mediterranean diet going to help you out big time if you don't want to be taking blood thinners. So the key is really, you just don't want to lower your cholesterol with dietary, with drugs. The dietary changes will help you long term and should help you prevent your stroke and heart attack risk as well. So the idea is to lower your risk, and you want to eat foods that will directly influence that blood and the clotting factor. So the good news is that there are foods that will do both lower the cholesterol and cut the risk of the clots. Foods that are like garlic and onions are scientifically proven to benefit the cardio system. And when you add ginger root and hot peppers like cayenne, maybe some olive oil and fish and green tea and, you know, raw fruits and vegetables to the diet on a regular basis, you actually cut out all these high fat foods that create that high cholesterol and clotting factor. And you want to also watch the cheese, dairy products, the processed foods, frozen entrees, that kind of stuff, if you want to lower your cholesterol and not have blood clots. All right, let's talk about blood purifiers for just a few minutes. Sometimes we get kind of caught up in things. And if we look at some of the ancient writings, like the Egyptians had published on papyrus, some information on onions as a blood tonic. So the old-time American country doctor also listed onions as a blood purifier. The French would feed garlic and onions to racehorses to dissolve any leg blood clots. Russians add onion to vodka to improve their circulation, and medical research is backing up what the ancients have said. Chemist Dr. Eric Block of the State University of New York, he found garlic has these compounds that perform antithrombotic action equal to or superior to aspirin. So garlic has an extra benefit. It prevents platelets from clumping together and sticking to the walls of arteries and veins. So medicinal science is really not sure how garlic and onion perform this action. And they are still isolating and studying all these compounds in these herbs, and hope they could make drugs out of them. But researchers in Germany at the Saarland University have discovered that it takes 3 cloves of garlic every day to improve circulation, thin the blood, cleanse the blood of any unwanted elements. So the benefits of just 2 sources, let's say onions work similar to garlic, but they also block the harmful effects of fat. But if you're taking any kind of blood thinners, you don't want to take medicinal amounts of garlic. Be aware of that. So eating garlic with acid-type foods like tomatoes magnifies the medicinal power, right? So put a lot of garlic in your tomato sauce. And just imagine what you can accomplish if you add the onion. A little garlic, olive oil, great on salads. So you can make sure that you can check this lifestyle. Check it. And make as many improvements as you can. Do your due diligence, right? You know, just just imagine God asking you, you know, I gave you this temple of the Holy Spirit. What did you do to take care of it? The only right answer is everything I could, right? We're not perfect, but everything I could works. So if you're looking for the heart formula, which does have the cayenne and it has the garlic in it, check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. They also have the motherwort tincture if you have an arrhythmia issue. Great for that, you know, steadying that heartbeat. They have the Celtic sea salt there for your electrolyte support. So, you know, have the thrombosis and stuff. And you just want to make sure hawthorn berries. Hawthorn berries helps protect the fibrinogen level in your blood so your clots aren't abnormal. Okay, so you have clot action if you're bleeding, injured, but not to block arteries and veins of blood flow. There's the difference. All right, we got a few minutes. We're going to shift gears. Oh, yeah, can't forget. Thepowerherbs.com. Go to their cardio section. Check it out there. They have also the salt section if you want the salt. But if you have any questions, give them a call. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, starting tomorrow, 20% off store-wide on orders of $45 or more. And this is their week-long Black Friday discount special, so you can stock up on everything you need, especially, you know, for the cold and flu season. All right, we're going to talk about immune system for the few remaining moments we have left. London Telegraph recently reported on some research from the National Heart and Lung Institute, Imperial College of London, in which your immune system can, you know, protect you from heart attacks. Say what? Yeah. The scientists are developing a blood test to help with indicators of cardiovascular risk, and they say that their research is on people with immune systems that seem to protect them from heart attack because they have higher levels of antibodies. So they think a new blood test measuring the IgG antibodies could be a better way to diagnose heart disease and the risk of heart attacks and strokes in the future. So those with antibodies, the researchers feel, have a 58% lower risk of heart attack, a 38% lower risk of stroke. So science also wants to use this research to find ways to chemically alter the immune system with prescription drugs to supposedly protect patients from heart attack and strokes. And the new drugs, of course, will be promoted in such a way that they'll save lives. However, hey, you already have that natural way to do it now. With your immune support herbs to support your natural immune system. So you're not stepping on God's toes. You're actually using the herbs he said to use. Herbs are here for the service of man, for the healing of the nations. So God can't lie. So you already have permission to use his herbs to improve your health. So if you are having a healthy, strong immune system, hey, great news. Lower your risk of heart attack by, what, 58%, stroke by 38%. What could be better than that? Strong immune system, lower risk. I love it. Here is Dorian Haskard, a professor of Imperial College of London, says these are very interesting findings linking the human immune system as a protection from heart disease. I'm not surprised, personally. I'm not. All right, so according to a report in Healthline, your immune system is like having a mini military to defend you against threats, against disease, infections, and injury. So like a military, your immune system is specifically trained. It has trained immune system cells, which are launched or deployed in certain instances warranting their action. So at any given time, there are 5 liters, that's over 21 cups of lymph fluid, in your blood system. And this lymph fluid is made up of white blood cells, and it's part of your immune system. So in just one drop of blood, it contains 25,000 white blood cells. Lymph fluid consists of white blood cells, also called antibodies, lymphocytes, and phagocytes. This is very important because these cells have the capability to move not only through the blood system, but also through cell walls, blood vessels, and tissues. So white blood cells are designed to target and kill toxins, disease, and infection. So the immune system has many different defense cells that it can launch to protect your health. There are killer T cells, there are adaptive cells, which extend the use and the capability of all those defensive cells. So you talk about military defense. God did it right. No need to, you know, use a CRISPR on your genetic DNA for your immune system. No. So there are several things that we can do every day to help our immune system stay strong. You want to make sure you get the right amount of sleep. For instance, getting enough sleep helps maintain a healthy level of immune system defense. A lack of sleep will produce low immunity and make you more vulnerable to disease like the common cold, flu bugs, and even cancer. So if you're not getting enough sleep, you may feel a little off or even ill until you replenish or catch up on your sleep. And some people can get away with less sleep than others, but research shows you need, if you're getting less than 5 or 6 hours of sleep, your defenses on your immune system are going to take a hit. Let's see, sunshine, you want to get enough natural sunlight. And, of course, it kind of fixes that seasonal affective disorder, that sad feeling when you feel gloomy because the days are shorter. And so if you got emotional distress, sunshine really lifts your mood. Science has actually proved that if we get enough sunshine, we get that natural vitamin D, and that does not suppress the immune system. Health experts say that just 10 minutes a day of sunshine will be sufficient make a big difference. So if you can, on your lunch hour, and it's not too cold outside, you know, try to get some rays. Also, you want to minimize your stress. Stress will really strain the immune system. So our glands can become exhausted. There could be a domino effect that involves the hormonal system. And it kind of messes with the balance of the body's ability to react appropriately to infections. And so therefore, you know, stress, not really helpful. Messes with your neurotransmitters in your brain, your digestion, your sleep cycle, your metabolism overall, and even your memory. So good stress relievers really are regular exercise, stretching, music therapy, praying, and eating a healthy diet. And, you know, the relationships can factor into that stress. So, you know, if you've got any kind of relationships that are stressing you, causing abuse even, you want to make some changes there and be safe. Having a good sense of humor and getting some laughter in each day, not going to hurt you. The chemicals like dopamine help reduce stress, so laughter every day is good. Also, germs. You know, a lot of people think germs are a bad thing, but actually, some germs help the immune system to operate better because you don't want to, you know, live in a bubble. So there's lots of germs in dirt, which is why children who are allowed to play outside and get plenty of sunshine and maybe even be a little dirty, they have stronger immune systems than the kids that are always using hand sanitizers and their parents are a little bit germophobic. So dirt can actually work in your favor for helping your immune system stay strong. Dr. Adat Tran, he's an immunologist at Baylor College of Medicine in Texas. He says, when you make your environment so clean, you minimize many pathogens and minimize the development of your immune system. And of course, yeah, the immune system's like a muscle. It has to exercise. It has to encounter pathogens. That's its job. So let's say, you know, you go to school, go to 4 years of college, you graduate, and you get a job in what you do, your area of expertise, but then you're not allowed to do your job. The same thing with the immune system. You got to let it do the job. And for that reason, mentioning vaccines, numerous virologists have admitted vaccines really don't eradicate disease or protect you from disease. It actually suppresses immune system and even damages the immune system function. So beware of that. I just spoke to somebody today working in the medical field who had a baby and went to the pediatrician, and the baby got vaccinated. $1,200 for vaccines now. I was just like, what? And you paid for that assault. I'm sorry. All right. So the Journal of Virology in November 2011, volume 85, page 22, published that seasonal flu vaccines weaken the immune system while providing genetically modified disease into your system to make you sick. According to pediatrician Dr. Larry Palvitsky, our immune system is a system, and it works when it has come in contact with pathogens through your skin, your airway, your intestines, you know, normally how you would contract illness. But virologists know that disease injected into the body is an artificial infection, and the immune system does not identify it. It's not alerted to it. So the system cells aren't able to map a pathogen and create an antibody and retain that memory. Think about it. So without that process, the vaccines cheat the immune system out of making antibodies and storing the memory, and the vaccine itself can make no antibody. So what's the purpose of a vaccine? Well, it's medical science and the drug manufacturers making money. And you're no the wiser. You're none the wiser, apparently. According to Dr. Palvitsky, doctors who are in practice long enough begin to see the discrepancy between the published research on vaccines and the naked reality. He says, the Journal of Virology study shows that unvaccinated children usually build up more antibodies against a wider variety of flu viruses and strains than the vaccinated children. That's because the vaccinated children have had their immune system mechanism damaged. That's right. So please do your due diligence out there, especially as cold and flu season. You're going to be bombarded with advertisements, especially if you go anywhere that offers flu shots. And do your homework. Just do your homework. There's God is on your side. And if you have any questions, give me a call at the office at thepowerherbs.com. I may be able to send you for information you may have missed so that you can be pointed in a direction to do some more research on your own. Do power up the immune system. There's herbs that support its function, not suppress it. So look for the immune booster section at thepowerherbs.com. You will be amazed what you can do. Check out the three amigos, because those three formulas, when you use them together, have a big synergistic effect and power you up, give you stamina, give you energy, and whatever that was making you feel ill is a distant memory for sure. So thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, it's where your healthcare options just became endless. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll free at 866-229-3663. And don't forget, big Black Friday special all week long starting tomorrow. Save 20% store-wide on orders of $45 or more. You do not need a coupon. So you can just shop, and the cart does the deduction. So their banner's up there. My IT says it's up there. I'm so proud of that. And we want to empower you and help you save money and get ready for cold and flu season, because, you know, we got sugar coming, Thanksgiving, then we got Christmas, and New Year's with all the alcohol, and then Valentine's Day. So we've got flu season from October to March because of all the sugar. Watch the sugar. Just watch the sugar. You'll be better. You'll sleep better without all that sugar. ThePowerHerbs.com. And new catalog after Turkey Day. I'm excited. New catalog is the bomb. Got some new things there. Well, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.